For years now, our technical director, Kirill Owen, has eyed a small, handwritten sign by the side of Route 17, the road she takes to visit her parents in the Catskill Mountains in upstate New York. The sign says simply, Eels and Smokehouse. This year, for the first time, she followed that sign and brought us back this portrait of its owner.
Ray Turner from Hancock, New York, on the east branch of the Delaware River. I'm a commercial fisherman for eels. They're called Anguilla rostrata. They're nocturnal, so they move at night. And we're just kind of looking for a little kind of a drizzle and an increase in water elevation for our trap, which is about 800 yards upstream, 5 feet wide, 40 feet long, with 300 feet of rock wall rebuilt each year to funnel the buggers in. Now, they can be around here for as many as 25, 30 years or more, and then eventually prepare to go to the Sargasso Sea to spawn and die. My dad helped work it. Some other guys had it. I've been up there for over 20 years. I've been fishing this water ever since I could hold a line. That's where the fish trap is, okay? And it's in a rift, because you can see out here the water right out there in the channel is about 6 to 7 feet deep. The channel's on the other side of the river, and this is the shallow side, which makes it really nice for our egress in and out for commute. And that canoe right there, that old town, is that's my commute to work in the morning. And that is Eel Weir Hollow right there. First of all, you have to understand it's an ancient Native American style of fishing, and it's called an eel weir. And in hydraulics, a weir is when water flows over and drops down. That's a weir. Now, my weir is 5 feet wide, 40 feet long. Now, on each side, there are two walls that extend upstream for about 300 feet or more. So, in essence, you've got a large V that funnels the fish towards the center, and then once they enter the vortex of the V itself, the hydraulic profile washes them up over the top of the latticework. But the fact that they're a nocturnal species, it's not all that safe to be out there in the middle of the night hauling the eels out when you've got flood stage and more of water going through the fish trap. So what I try to do is catch them as the river's rising. So if you get out there and you can get them before the water gets so high that it blows out the back of your trap, that's when the key haul is going to come in. And then hopefully we'll get the ton that we need to get through the year. There's a board called a lintel, which is a piece that, you know, kind of crowns the top. And I was looking down in it, you know, and there was nothing in it. And I looked up, and I looked right at the lintel, which was like, you know, a foot and a half in front of me, and I saw these little marks like somebody took a tack hammer. It was just kind of puncturing the 2x4 just a little bit, and I noticed that it was wet. And I says, you know, something's been here. And lo and behold, it's exactly where the bald eagle was sitting the next morning, sitting there, standing on top of this lintel, a 3.5 foot tall bird. And it would just hang on to it, onto the lintel, and then take its other leg and just reach down in and try to grab me fish. So that's my competition. What we do is we'll harvest them from the river, and then what we do to kill them, we'll put about that many in a tank or a big tub, then we'll dump 9 cups of salt on top of them, and it kills them. Those of you that have never picked up an eel don't realize how slimy they really are. But in the process of applying the salt, it breaks down the slime and it also kills them. Now, once they've been in there for about 45 minutes, we use a de-sliming processes, and then we go through our evisceration location, and then we'll go through the gutting process, and then we'll brine them. We use about 3 gallons of water to 6 cups of brown sugar, about a pound and a half of salt, and half a quart of dark fall honey. We smoke exclusively with apple wood that's harvested from the area, and then we take and achieve the 145 internal flesh temperature for a minimum of 30 minutes. You know, most people, they're looking for this free-range stuff, and these guys got the freest range of all times. They got the entire Delaware River to play in, and I consider them the best quality protein in the case. And right now there's probably maybe a dozen in here. And there's not many of us left that are doing this. I know old Floyd Canfield down in Coshecton, he's in the river, he's fishing this year. He's 71 years old and he's still doing it. He's been doing it for 45 years. 42 or 45. It changes every time I talk to him. But and then Doug Case has one down near Port Jervis, but those are the only guys I know besides myself that are actually doing this type of fishing. Now, that 300 feet of rock wall I was talking about up there and then the whole fish trap, why would a man take on a job he knows he can't complete? Because the stone walls always can be bigger, taller, thicker. But you still have to fall prey to a basic philosophy for eel fishing. You're not there to stop the river. You're there to catch the eels. So, that's what it is.
Ray Turner, the eel man. He lives on and fishes in the Delaware River near Hancock, New York, where he runs the Delaware Delicacies Smokehouse. Carrillo and brought us his story.